This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Television is, as we all know, big business. Also, how we get our television is big business. Netflix, Hulu, HBO, Go, maybe. Innovations in broadcast are all the rage. But how about this? The good old-fashioned antenna. There's a new-ish company out there called Aereo that's banking on some supercharged rabbit ears to get itself a slice of the television pie. And that, in turn, has some network executives somewhat riled up. Peter Kafka is a senior editor at All Things Digital. Hey, Peter, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me what this thing is, would you?
Supposedly there's a warehouse in Brooklyn full of tiny little sort of quarter-sized antennas. And the idea, they got a whole array of these. And what's supposed to happen, and you'd probably be an engineer if you could understand this better, you tell Aereo, hey, I want to record something. It tells one of these antennas, hey, record this for Kai. It records a show and then transmits the show to you in almost real time. And then at some point, you're done using that antenna, and then it becomes someone else's antenna. So in theory, everyone's got a personal antenna. That's not really the case. You're sharing them. It's all quite complicated. A lot of people, frankly, didn't believe this technology could even work. There were some doubters. But they've since testified in court and showed pictures, and supposedly this thing does really exist.
So this is basically, well, I'm going to be pejorative here. It's a little bit of piracy, right, or no?
Well, that's the open question. They say they're absolutely not being pirates. What they're doing is doing what anyone with an antenna can do, which is take a signal off the public airwaves and use it to watch TV. They're not doing it the way anyone intended that to happen. They've got this whole system set up. It's certainly not what people thought about back in the day. But they've got an argument that so far the courts have blessed that says, nope, they do have the right to take a TV signal from the air and transmit it to you without paying a broadcaster for it, but charging a consumer for it.
So Aereo is going to make some money.
No idea.
in theory, right?
Even if the courts approve them, I'm not convinced this is a mainstream product. They obviously believe otherwise. But remember, what they're doing is giving you access to broadcast TV. That's four or five major networks and nothing else right now. I don't think most people who get cable TV would actually be satisfied with that, though.
Yeah. We should probably say at this point that this is a very, very small market device right now, right? It's only in New York City and it has not yet spread.
New York City and the surrounding areas, and they're going to expand it to most of the country or I think 22 markets this year.
Yeah. Do you think then that Fox and Univision are saber-rattling here, or are they really going to pull themselves off the broadcast airwaves and go to a cable system?
Oh, it's the definition of saber-rattling. Even if they wanted to take their ball and go home, they couldn't do so right away. What they're trying to do, it looks like, is sort of lay some preliminary groundwork for possibly seeking some sort of legislative relief if, in the end, the courts continue to uphold Aereo's legality.
Yeah. And I have to pay Aereo, what, $5 a month, $10 a month? What do I have to pay?
$8 to $12, I think. Uh-huh. I don't know the pricing in front of me. And you can also sign up for $1 a day if you want. It's reasonably useful if there's a football game on, you're in a room that doesn't have a TV, but you do have an iPad. It works pretty well for those circumstances.
Have you tried it?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah, I wouldn't use it to. I've also walked down the street and tried to watch a football game. That's not ideal.
Oh, yeah.
It's, you know, the best thing you can do is sit in front of your TV with a DirecTV signal and watch that. But if you don't have that option or don't want to pay for that option, this is a pretty good alternative.
Peter Kafka, he's a senior editor at All Things Digital. Peter, thanks a bunch.
Thanks for having me.